And this morning, we've been reporting on President Obama's fifth State of the Union address. And while the president focused on the economy and immigration reform, his voice became impassioned when he turned to gun control.
Gabby Giffords deserves a vote. The families of Newtown deserve a vote. The families of Aurora deserve a vote. The families of Oak Creek and Tucson and Blacksburg and the countless other communities ripped open by gun violence, they deserve a simple vote.
But what are the chances that gun control will come up for a vote before Congress? Well, joining us live to talk about the State of the Union address is Massachusetts Senior Senator Elizabeth Warren. Good morning.
Good morning.
What about that issue? Do you think there will be approval of a gun control measure in Congress?
Well, I'm certainly going to be fighting for it, and I know there are a lot of people who will be, but I thought the president did exactly the right thing. He laid out in a very tangible way what's happening right now. It's gun violence, put it right in front of us. And then what he pushed for is he didn't say, my way or the highway, it's got to be this particular proposal or a different one. He said, give us a vote. And I think that's really the powerful part. If we have a chance to vote on this, I have no doubt that a majority of people in Congress will put some restraints on guns and help us bring down gun violence, but we've got to have a vote.
Now, on the issue of the economy, what about the president's proposals? He seemed to be more challenging to the Republicans. Has he given up on trying to get a deal with the Republicans?
No, I wouldn't call it giving up on getting a deal. I think he's going straight to the American people. And he's saying, here's my vision for how we build a future, and invites everyone in the room to come along with that. You know, what was really impressive to me was it had an overarching theme, something a lot of us have been talking about, that the way we build a future is we invest in education, we invest in infrastructure, we invest in research and innovation. And then he laid out very specific proposals. He said, in America, we should be investing more in our children. We should be making universal preschool available to all four-year-olds, get them up to grade level, and we should put our shoulders behind that. He said, we should put money into making sure that we've upgraded our roads and bridges and our transportation infrastructure and our grid. And he said, oh, we should put more money into research, medical research and innovation. You know, I have to say, every one of those brought me to my feet and I was cheering. They're specific. They're about how we build a future for our children. And I think that's great. And I think it gives us something to talk about with the Republicans.
Now, we talked about gun violence, but there was an important vote yesterday on a violence against women's bill. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we were able to pass in Senate the Violence Against Women Act. And here's the really good news. You know, it had been stalled. It had been allowed to expire. We not only passed the act, we passed it in a more expanded form. Women who are Native American, who are living on tribal lands, will have more protection than they had in the past, and refugee women will have more protection. So this is a really important bill. I talked to sheriffs and district attorneys back in Massachusetts, and they talk about how the resources from the Violence Against Women Act help them. They help them train their officers. They help them run relief programs. They help them both preventively bring down violence against women, and help deal with women who have been hurt. And of course, one of the very best parts of this new Violence Against Women Act, called the Violence Against Women Act, but it's really against intimate partners. And for the first time, it's truly non-discriminatory. It applies to all couples, regardless of sexual orientation. Inch by inch, we are moving toward full equality.
Well, there seemed to be some bipartisan support last night, Senator Warren, was when the president was talking about immigration reform. Do you think that's an issue that will get resolved this congressional session?
Oh, I certainly hope so. But I will say this, everyone got to their feet for that. And I took that very much as a tangible sign that there was recognition throughout that room that the gays are sitting with their arms crossed and saying no, no, no on immigration reform are over. Now, having said that, you and I both know there are a lot of thorny parts to that the Republicans not liking parts of it. And so, you know, we may have some back and forth. It doesn't guarantee we're going to get all the way there. But, boy, you sure saw in that room a lot of people who understood that we better be working toward immigration reform.
Well, something you're not getting bipartisan support for is the president's nominee to head an agency that's familiar to you, the Consumer Protection Agency. What about that you'll be speaking about later today?
Doesn't that just amaze you? So here's this consumer agency. It was passed into law, nearly 3 years ago now. I went to Washington, set it up. It's been working now, operational for more than a year and a half. It's had credit card companies forced to return about $500 million that they cheated customers out of. It's got great new mortgage rules out that not only are consumer groups praising, but industry itself says, you know, this is easier, we can do this, it's smoother. And yet, there are a group of Republicans, not every single one of them, but enough, Republicans who sent a letter to the president saying, we won't confirm anybody. We don't care how well the agency is doing, that Rich Cordray, the person the president nominated, again, and who recessed a point. We don't care how good he is. We're not confirming anybody unless you make changes to weaken the agency. And I just think that's fundamentally wrong. And I think that's a fight we're just going to have, and we're just going to have to take it to the American people. But, you know, I remind you, this agency wasn't easy to get in the first place. We got it in the first place because we did take it to the American people. There wasn't a whole bunch of money behind it or lobbying groups behind it. It was that we got out there and made the case that we needed it. Now the agency has started to prove what it can do to help level the playing field and make sure people aren't hit by tricks and traps. By golly, we can get out there and fight for it to keep it, and that means getting a director confirmed.
Do you think you can get enough votes in the Senate?
I think we can. We're just going to have to keep pushing for this. You know, we're in a position now. This is amazing. Not only do consumers want this, but everything shows. Consumers like this. It's got a hotline. It's starting to work on the hotline. It's helping kids who are getting college loans. I mean, this agency is working for people. But here's the amazing thing. The banks and credit unions are saying, you know, this agency is working for us. And I said this all along, that basically if you're there to serve your customers, if you're putting out a fair product, this agency helps make it a transparent and fair marketplace. And that's good for your competition. Credit unions have been there all along. A lot of community banks have said, yeah, we want to be part of that. And now some of the biggest financial institutions are saying this works for us. And the consumer agency, when they set up Dodd-Frank, they set up a default position, saying if it didn't get certain mortgage rules out, here are the rules that go into effect. And those big financial institutions are looking at those rules and said, heck, that's not nearly as good as what the consumer agency has come up with. We'd like to see the consumer agency, come on, stop fooling around here, confirm the director, and let's be done. So who's got their arms locked and saying no? It's just a group of Republicans who are saying no, no, no. They're trying to refight a battle they lost 3 years ago. And now they're doing it at a time when the consumer agency is not some abstract thing. It's not something you can, you know, wave your hands and say, big bugaboo. They're doing it now when the consumer agency's proven what it can do.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who witnessed her first State of the Union address live last night in Washington. Thanks for being with us here on Morning Edition.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
And that was Senator Warren, and we'll be hearing next hour from our science editor, Heather Goldstone. We'll be talking about some of the environmental aspects of the president's speech last night. You are listening to WGBH's Morning Edition on this Wednesday morning. And now we pause for the latest news headlines from NPR. It's 7:30.